的弟兄姐妹朋友们平安，祝大家母亲节快乐。好的，很感谢神，今天我们有很丰富的节目。有我们宣教师跟我们的分享，也有献殷礼，还有我们母亲节的庆祝。
We have sharing of the missionaries and the child dedication service and for the rest of today's activities.
我想我们先花点时间为我们的宣教士，为我们的母亲们来祷告。
Let us first pray for missionary, and also pray for mothers.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，你感动 Jeff 和 Lisa 和他们一家的心。
Father, we thank you that you move the heart of Jeff and Lisa's soul.
让他们愿意被你所使用。
They're willing to be used by you.
我们也求你感动今天我们在座在站的很多孩子们的心。
We ask that you also move in the heart of the many of the children here.
希望大家长大也能够用你为你所用。
That when they after they grow up, they can be used by you.
也求你感动每一个在场的大人的心，让我们能够继续的侍奉，继续被你所用。
And also move those of us who are adults here so that they can continue to be used by you and serve you.
我们为 Jeff 他们一家在那边的施工感谢神，他们的培训中心把神以自己的爱带给很多家庭。
We give thanks for the religious the ministry and the training center, and they bring the love of God to many children.
你求你使他们更能够反映出你自己的荣光。
We pray that they can reflect on more of the glory.
让培训中心的那些孩子和他们的家长和他们的朋友们看到Jeff 他们一家的时候，就看到主耶稣基督的荣耀在他们家里。
So that through the ministry of the training center and the parents and children, when they see Jeff, they can see the glory of God.
我们也求你保守他们在美国的继续这一点的时间，让他们有很好的团契，跟从前的朋友们弟兄姐妹们能有更多的团聚，有更好的在主里面的交流。
And we pray for the time hopefully in the state that they meet with friends and other people, that they have a good time of fellowship, good time of interaction with.
也求神保守他们回去的时候是带着更大的力量、智慧和爱心和耐心，带着神你更大的祝福回到宣教工厂当中。
We pray that they return to the mission field and they go back with more love, more strength, more patience, so that they can be much more effective and powerful in the ministry.
谢谢神，你鼓励他们，你带领他们，你祝福他们。
We give thanks that you have blessed them, guided them, and then you have blessed them.
求你继续的祝福。
Please continue to bless.
也求你祝福我们以下的时间，让我们进入到你的话语、你的真理当中。
Please bless also the following time as we enter into your word and your truth.
让我们也像Jeff 他们一家一样，蒙了你的祝福，也成为更多人其他人祝福的管道。
So that we can be like Jeff, that we can be blessed, and that we can be the channel of blessing to many others.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。今天真的很高兴看到很多家庭愿意把自己的孩子奉献给神。过去我们也有很多的家庭这么做。
In the past, many families did that also.
将来还会有很多的家庭这么做。
And in the future, many families will continue to do this.
当然，有些人可能自己的孩子稍微年纪大了一点了哈。
Some of us may have older children.
他们觉得很不好意思走到台前来。
They may not feel, they may feel a bit embarrassed to come up to the front.
但是这些父母还是愿意按照神的真理和智慧和爱来抚养这些孩子。
But the parents are still willing to according to the truth of God to love and nurture the children.
所以等这些孩子长大了之后，他们可以自己做出一些决定，把我自己奉献给神。
So after the children have grown up, they can determine on their own that they want to.
哎，甚至透过参加受洗的礼仪来表示把自己奉献。
And also through baptism, they can also demonstrate that they're willing to dedicate themselves to God.
甚至也愿意更进一步去受一些神学的装备来被神所用。
Or maybe even they want to be equipped and get theological training to be used by God in certain ways.
当我们按照神的真理和智慧来抚养这些孩子的时候，这些孩子长大了，他们更容易走在神的真理当中。
As we raise children in the truth and light of God, then it's easier for them to serve God.
这真理给他们更大的自由和智慧，这个自由和智慧让他们更容易选择了与神同行。
The truth can let them have more freedom, and then they are more free to choose the right way to serve God.
当他们与神同行的时候，就不是与这个不敬虔的世界同流合污。
as they walk with God, then they are no longer walking with this world, that is a corrupted world.
其实我们与神同行不光是对这些孩子们的期望，也是对我们每一个大人的期望，我们都希望与神同行。
And we hope to walk with God is not just for hope for the children, also hope for each and every one of the adults that we want to walk with God.
那就是什么叫与神同行呢？我们怎样才可以与神同行呢？
How can we walk with God?
与神同行就是说你的行事为人的方法跟神的方法是一致的。
To walk with God is that the way that you conduct your life is the same as how God wants you to do.
你思考问题的方式，你的心意跟神是一致的。
You say your desire, your heart, and your methods are similar to what God would want you to do.
你看到神在这个世界上有一个意象，你就加入到当中。你听到神给你的呼召，说到神的面前来，跟神一起来做事情，你就听了他的呼召，就加入进去。
You can see the vision of God, and you enter into this vision, and you say God's certain calling, and then you submit to that calling.
所以与神同行的人，他会把神的恩典当成他生活的动力。
And those who have the power for that, they can have this life as the motive.
这个动力会化作他自己生命的使命。
And this motive can become a mission in their life.
本着这个使命。他的言传身教会传递出神要他传递的信息出来。
And through the message, what they do and what they say, they will become a message.
所以，当你这么做的时候，你是对神有一个正确的回应。与神同行的人，他就有这样的动力 motive， 有这样的使命 mission， 也有这样的信息 message 传递出来。
So when we do this, when we have the proper response, then we have the proper motive.And it becomes a mission, and then we carry that out, become a message.
当我们与神同行的时候，就不是与这个世界同行。
When you walk with God, you no longer walk with the world.
约翰一书的第二章十五节，一直到后面这样讲，他说：“小子们，不要爱世界和世界上的事。”
And First John chapter 2 verse 15 says, "Do not love the world, anyone, or anything in the world."
接下来他说，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。
Because he said, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, all these do not come from the Father.
接下来有一个很严重的宣判，他说这个世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
And then this proclamation that the world and its desires are going to pass away, and whoever does the will, that's the will of God, will live forever.
所以这个事实是很泾渭分明的。
This fact is indisputable.
如果我们不与神同行，我们如果不认可神的行事原则和方法，就是在与世界同行，就是按这个堕落的世界的原则和方法做事情。
If we do not walk with God and if we do not do the ways of God, then we are doing things according to the way of the world, then we are the corrupt of the world.
如果我们不敬畏神，如果我们也不害怕与神隔离
，If we do not believe God, if we are not afraid to be separated from God.
其实我们就是在敬畏这个世界，生怕这个世界不接纳我们。
Then we are ignoring and respecting the world. We would be afraid of that the world does not accept us.
历史历代有很多人，他们与世界同行，走在灭亡的道路当中。
Throughout the ages, many people walk with the world and they are on their way to destruction.
也有很多有敬虔的人，有蒙恩的人，却能够与神同行。
And there are many pious people, many people are blessed. They walk with God.
你和我今天应该怎样去选择呢？我们是要以与神同行，以他的恩典为动力，以他的心为心呢，还是我们要与世界同行，走到灭亡之路
？What is our choice? What do we choose? Do we want to have the motive of God so that we can walk with God, or do we going on the way to destruction?
神在千百年之前对世界有一个呼召，今天这个呼召依然存在。他说：“你要行公义，好怜悯。”存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
Hundreds of years ago, God had this proclamation. This proclamation still says, "Is that you need to do good and do righteous, walk with God."
这里讲了两个方面。第一个，你要用神的方式来做事情，行事为人与神一样。
One thing is that the first point is that you need to do things using the methods of God to be like God.
其二，他讲到心态上面，你要谦卑的与神同行。
Point number two is that about attitude, that you need to humbly walk with God.
这个很奇怪哈，你说跟神同行还能够不谦卑吗
？See, is it odd that Would I not be humble if I walk with God?
可是很不幸的是，在我们生命当中常常发生这样的事情。我以为我自己在与神同行，但是呢，我要按自己的方法做事情。
But unfortunately, very often we feel that we are walking with God, yet we want to do things our way.
其实那个不是谦卑，有时候是你要我强拉着神与你同行。
That is not humility. That is you want to want God to walk with you.
所以当中有很大的差别哈。如果神行事是光明磊落的，是正直的这样行走。
And in fact, there's a big difference if God do things the right way in according to the way of light.
但是我们有时候犯罪了，走错了，我们的路是这样的。
But instead of going straight, we sometimes we our ways are crooked. We just going sideways.
一个真正谦卑的人，他会要调整自己的道路。哦，神是这样走的，哦，我要回来，我要跟着神同行。
Someone who is humble will adjust the path so that they follow the straight way of the Lord.
如果没有一个谦卑的心，那我们走的时候，我们歪歪曲曲，我们说：“啊，神呐、啊，你与我同行吧。
”But someone who does not have humility, they would go the crooked way, crooked the perverse way that they got. Why don't you follow me? Follow.
所以与神同行，一定要有谦卑的心才能够。
So to walk with God, you need a heart of humility.
我们不光是圣经这么讲哈，有时候我们古人都有一些智慧，他都要觉得很谦卑。有人说，三人行，必有我师。
And not just in this way, in the Chinese idiom, then also some encouragement to be teachable. Our three of us, we can always learn from at least one.
也就是说，你从旁边的人和事当中，你总能够找到一些老师，能够教导我们一些事情。
That is from what is around you, from the occurrences and from people, you can always learn something.
事实上就是这样，因为神使用万事万物，使它互相效力，让我们得益处。
The fact is like that because all things work together for God, because God designed it this way, so that we can benefit from it.
所以神可以使用身边的人，今天多少人呢？我们旁边。
God can use people, how many people are here today?
可能有170-180个人哈。
Maybe it's more than 100, maybe close to 100 people.
按照我们古人的话来说，至少60个可以做你的老师。
So if one of three is a teacher, maybe there are 60, 70 teachers.
但是按神的话来说，所有的人都可以做你的老师。如果你谦卑的话，你从所有人当中都可以学到很多的功课。
But according to God, then anyone can be your teacher, so you can learn from each and every one.
甚至我们那个操场上还很多的蚂蚁。
And you step on the field, there may be a lot of ants.
神说在箴言六章六节，他说懒惰人呢、你去查看蚂蚁的动作就可以得智慧。所以一个谦卑的人，他可以从人、从蚂蚁、从驴、从这个花草树木都可以得到神的智慧。他真正的认识神之后，他愿意与神同行。有一个人，他的名字叫以诺，他活到65岁的时候，他决定与神同行。在圣经里面这么记载，创世纪第5:21，他说以诺活到65岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。
After he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked faithfully with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters.
以诺共活了365岁，以诺与神同行，神将他取去，就不再世了。
Altogether, Enoch lived a total of 365 years. Enoch walked faithfully with God, and then he was no more because God took him away.
如果你看这个创世纪，刚才我念的这段经文，你看它前面，再看它后面的时候，你就看到有一个词反反复复的出现，就是很多其他人就有一个字，就说活了多少岁就死了，就死了，就死了。
Talk about you live so many years and then you pass on, live so many years and this person dies, this person dies after living so many years.
那这些的人的名单当中就包括以诺自己的父亲，他的祖父，也包括他的儿子，还有他的孙子，包括这很多其他人，其他人就死了，就死了。可是以诺被神取去，他就不再世了。
Many other people, you know, the father, the parents, and the children, and these other people, they pass on, they die, but then Enoch was taken up by God.
哇，这个与神同行的人，在神的面前是非常宝贵。这个以诺他居然没有在记载的很多就死了的人的名单当中。
Enoch was not among the list of those who passed away.
那今天我们与神同行的人也有这样的把握。
Today, those of us who walk with God also have this confidence.
耶稣来，他说，凡信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus said that all those believe on him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
今天我们与神同行的人有这个永生。
Today, those of us who walk with God have eternal life.
当神再来记载一些其他的书卷，在他的记载当中的时候，说这个人与世界同行，到了年数满足就死了，另外一个人就死了，另外一个人就死了的时候，他说这些人与神同行，我把他接去了，跟耶稣同在，跟那个被杀的羔羊同在。
It was recorded that there are people who walk with the world and they die. These people walk with the world and they pass on.But then there's this person who walked with God, and then he was taken up by God to be in the company of the lion and the lamb.
从前这个与神同行的以诺，现在我们与神同行的你和我们立志要与神同行的人有什么样的特点？怎么样被神取去呢？
In the past, did not walk with God, and today you and I will resolve to walk with God. What are some of the special characteristics?
以诺的第一个特点就是我们刚才所说的，他的生命当中有一个动力，这个动力是神给他的恩典。
Talk about that in all, it's like there's a motive, and this motive comes from God. It's the grace that God gave him.
他的父亲给他取名字叫以诺，就是奉献的意思，就好像今天我们父母把孩子奉献给神，被神来使用的意思。
He was given the name in all, means dedication, and his parents dedicated to the Lord, the service of God.
这是神对他生命的一个带领，一个恩典，一个呼召，但是他究竟要不要听呢？
This is a guidance, a blessing, and a blessing from God to him.
叫以诺的人很多。
Many people with the name Enoch.
在耶稣那个时代，叫耶稣的人也很多。
And at the time of Jesus, many people have the name Jesus.
今天我们很多名字当中都反映出父母的一个心智，反映出也许父母决定要按照神的心意来抚养这个孩子的一个心智。
Today, many people have certain names, and then many parents have the desire to bring up the children according to the way of God.
但是我们真正决定，我们真正的行事为人是否显示出来我们与神同行，那是我们自己后面的一个神的恩典在我们生命当中的彰显。
But do we actually end up walking with God? Then if we do so, then this is the manifestation of the grace of God in our life.
就好像有一个数学家，他的名字叫陈省身一样。你很清楚看到这个名字，你就知道哦，他的父母想要他每日三省吾身，或者常常省他自己啊，行为端正。
And you, from this name, you can say that the parents, the parents decide of the child, the person to grow up and continue to be examined his life with a couple times a day.
当然还有很多其他的名字，我们想说的是，我们与神同行是个人的一个决定。和个人的一个意愿，一个心愿的表达。
There are many people given certain names, but that whether we walk with God is something that is our choice, is our personal decision of God.
与神同行，圣经里面记载，在以诺65岁之前，不是他的一个决定。
And before Enoch was 65 years old, he did not choose to walk with God.
圣经说他65岁才那个时候与神同行。
The Bible says that at the age of 65, he decided to walk with God.
究竟发生了什么事情呢？为什么他要做如此的转变呢？
So what happened? Why did he make this change?
新约的作者告诉我们，他说在那个时间以诺意识到一个问题。
At that time we were told that Enoch realized a problem.
就是他同时代的人绝大部分是不敬虔的人。
Because the people and his contemporary people, they were not holy.
神有话告诉他，圣经记载在犹大书第14-16节当中。亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说：“看呐、啊，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚愎话。”
It says, Enoch, the descendant from Adam, prophesies about them. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts and they have committed in the ungodliness and of all the defiling works ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
这些人是私下议论，常发怨言的，随从自己的情欲而行，口中说夸大的话，为得便宜谄媚人。
These people are grumblers and forefathers. They follow their own evil desires and they boast about themselves instead of others for their own advantage.
也就是说，以诺在65岁的时候，他得到神给他恩典的一个启示。
When Enoch was 65, he got a revelation from God according to God's grace.
神的这个恩典也是后来成为他动力的，包括两个方面。一个方面就是与世界同行的，他们就毁灭了，审判了。另外一个方面是透过他给他自己的儿子、孙子，一直到后面的几代孙子取名字当中几个名字，我们可以看得出来的神的恩典。
And then, by the grace of God, we can see that Enoch gives the children and the grandchildren certain names.
他的后代当中有两个名字，我要特别提一下。
I want to point out two names.
上次曾经提过，今天我们简单的复习一下。
We mentioned it before in the sermon, but I'm going to kind of go over this again.
其中一个名字叫马土撒拉。
One of them is Methuselah.
另外一个名字叫挪亚。
His name is Noah.
马土撒拉的意思，神透过这个名字告诉他，这个世界要毁灭的，而且就是马土撒拉离开世界的时候，这个世界会毁灭的。
The name Methuselah, for this God told him that the world is going to be destroyed, the world is going to be judged, and that's why this name is called Methuselah.
这个毁灭，这个灾难究竟是什么？后来我们知道是洪水，但是当时他是否知道是洪水，我们也不知道。
We do not know what they knew about what was to come. They just knew there was going to be destruction and judgment, and later on we knew that it's the flood.
但是我们越看到后来的时候，越知道，因为马土撒拉965岁的时候，如果你算一下数学，正好是挪亚600岁的时候。
When Methuselah was 965 years old, it was at that time Noah was 600 years old.
挪亚600岁的时候，正是洪水泛滥在地上40个昼夜，然后有很多水一年之内都还勉强消退。
And then when Noah was 600 years old, then the flood came, and there was rain 40 days and 40 nights, and then the world was flooded for more than a year.
他600岁的时候，正是全世界除了他们一家八口以外都毁灭的时候。
It was at that time when he was 600 years old, all of the world was destroyed except their family, which is 6 people.
也就是说，以诺得到了一个动力，就告诉他。若与这个世界同行，就会有审判，就会有灭亡。
Enoch was given the revelation that if you identify with the world, then there will be destruction and death.
他不想灭亡。
He did not want to have destruction.
以后我也都不想灭亡。
We do not want to have destruction.
所以他有一个决定，他65岁的时候就做了这个决定，他要与神同行。
So he decided to walk with God at 65.
他与神同行300年，在他365岁的时候被神取去，他就不在了。
He walked faithfully with God for 300 years, and he was taken up by God at age 365.
因为他的动力当中不光是有这个好像很恐怖的一个审判，而且有一个恩典，这个恩典在他的好几代的孙子的挪亚这个名字当中显示出来。
His motivation was that not only was there going to be destruction and judgment, that he also knew that there was going to be grace, and this was manifested in his one of his descendants, Noah.
挪亚就是安慰、安息、拯救的意思。
Noah.The name Noah conveys meaning of peace and restoration and death.
他看得清清楚楚，与神同行是这样内心的坦荡，这样心灵的安舒；与世界同行是这样的灭亡和审判。所以他决定说：“我要与神同行。”
Enoch would see that he walked with God and peace and quiet and the grace from God, and those who walk with the world will have destruction. So he has chosen to walk with God.
但他同时代的那些人都是私下议论，常发怨言，随着自己情欲而行，口中说夸大话的时候，他却说我要做一个正直的人，我要做一个有话我就直说，问心无愧，光明磊落的一个人。
When the people his contemporary people were grumbling to fall back from their own evil desires, Noah determined that he would be strict, that he's going to be straightforward, he's going to be submit to God, and then he'll be honest and he'll have integrity.
当然这是个很难的功课，因为他的情欲跟其他的情欲也一样，那些情欲就驱使他要做那些污秽的，要做那些污秽的事情，要做那些私下，要做那些怀怨的事情。
But this is something that's difficult for him to do because he has the same lust and desire as those of the world, and this lust and desire will cause him to do unholy things and things that are corrupt.
所以这个动力，神的恩典给他生命动力的时候，他一定要做这个决定，我要顺服神，不再顺服我的情欲。
So the grace of God gives this motive that he has chosen to walk with God and be walked in the way of God.
当他定义按神的心意来做事情的时候，化成他自己的使命，这是一个很不容易的事情。
When we resolve to follow and walk with God, this is not an easy task.
当我们顺服的时候，我们觉得很困难；当我们不想顺服的时候，我们找很多的借口。
It is hard for us to be obedient to the Lord, and it is easy for us to find many excuses to disobey.
我给大家举一个例子，你就发现有多么的困难。
I give an example, you see that how difficult it is.
我有一次带孩子们去坐那个过山车。
One time I bring my children to the roller coaster.
过山车呢，它有一个身高的要求。如果你高于某一个程度，你可以单独坐；如果你在某一个身高和某一个身高之间呢，你可以在大人的陪伴之下坐；如果你低于某一个身高，你可能彻底不能坐。
当
然也有些过山车如果太高像姚明一样也不能坐。可是我就和小平民 Irene 呢一起去排队，我们就想要坐某一个过山车。
So one time I was took my child Irene and we went to try to ride a roller coaster.
排了很长很长的时间，终于轮到我们。
It took a long time before we get to the end of the line.
工作人员说，测一下身高。
And the worker once wanted to check the height.
测下来就是说，你的孩子不能坐。这是出于安全考虑，这是我们的规则，你要顺服吗？
This is for our safety concern. This is our rules, regulation. You going to submit?
我很不愿意顺服。
It was very hard for me to submit to this.
那我就跟工作人员讲。
Then I talk to the staff.
我在心里面想。
I was thinking in my heart.
我排了很长很长的队。
为
什么之前不告诉我？
Why didn't you get it at the beginning of the line?
为什么没有人说你们别排队了？
Why didn't you somebody tell me?
反正你身高不够的。
You do not need to get in line because you're not tall enough.
而且我还在心里想，
And I was also thinking,
上一个过山车也是这样要求的，还被我蒙混过关了。
They are able to get on the roller coaster. It just should be okay.
而且我跟这个工作人员讲，我说我是他爸爸，我陪着他坐车，我抱着他，你所说的这个安全问题我负责，我是他的监护人，不要你们负责。
I'm the father, I'm the guardian, and I'm going to the roller coaster, and I will hold on to her, and then I'll be responsible for her safety.
我讲了很多很多的理由。
I have a lot of reasons, excuses.
我心里想了更多更多的不愿意顺服的理由。
In my heart, there are a lot more reasons I do not want to submit.
我看着小平平的泪水在他的眼眶里面打转。
I saw that I was in tears in her eyes.
我很不忍心。
I did not want to hurt her.
但是我觉得顺服更重要。
But I decided that it's more important to submit.
所以我就跟工作人员讲，我说谢谢你告诉我。
So I told the staff, thank you for.
然后我就安慰小平平说，平平，我们一起来祷告，求神给我们更好的。
Then I pray with my mission that we ask God to give us something even better.
神真的是给我们更好。当我们后来又找啊找啊，找到一个地方，终于有一个过山车的时候，小平民跟我说什么？他马上脸上就阴转晴了。他说：“爸爸，终于，终于我们可以坐一个过山车了。这个过山车我的身高是可以坐。”他非常的高兴。我从这里学了一个功课，顺服真的是很难。但是顺服给你带来的像小孩子一样那样天真无瑕，那样很容易原谅而不愿意怀怨的那样一个恩典，实在是很美好。我得到的最大的功课不是因为小平平最后终于坐了那个车。
The lesson, the biggest lesson I learned was not because I finally get on a roller coaster.
而是我看到一个像小孩子一样那样天真那样顺服的心，就是这样的一个心把我们带到神的面前。
I see that this kind of a heart and attitude that brings us to the Lord is innocent attitude like that of a child.
而且更重要的是，我通过顺服他的规则避免了可能的危险。
And also not important thing is that through my submission we avoided the possible danger.
这个是常常大家看不到有什么危险呢？但是这个规则的背后是考虑的安全，是为你的着想，是爱你才定的这个规则。
But this particular rule, this particular law, regulation, it's for your good, it's for your protection, so that you can be safe on the road.
今天我们面对神的审判，我们有很多人就像这些人一样，有什么危险呢？
When we are confronted with the judgment of God, we would say this: what problem, what dangers do I have?
但是神的审判却是那样的真实。他说：“天国近了，你们要悔改。”
But God's judgment is such that repent for the kingdom of God is at hand.
这是使徒约翰和耶稣最开始传道时候常常所讲的话。
This is what John the Baptist said that very often.
也是旧约先知里面常常所讲的，他们说悔改吧，何必灭亡呢？
And also, throughout the Old Testament, many prophets said that repent, why go for destruction?
当我们顺服神的时候，最大的一个恩典就是脱离了这样的危险，在审判之外的。
As we submit to God, the biggest blessing is that we can escape destruction, that we can have this blessing.
当我们这样做，以他的恩典为我们动力，而且把顺服他来当成我们使命的时候，我们正在言传身教，传递一个他爱的信息。
As we submit to him, and then we use his blessing to be our motive, and it becomes our mission, then we are actually acting out what he wants us to do. We are demonstrating this by our actions.
我们正在对神做出一个非常正确的回应，就是与神同行了。
And with this message, we are saying the proper response is that we walk with God.
当我们与神同行的时候，就很容易看到自己的问题，容易谦卑下来，容易接纳别人，容易像小孩子一样一无挂虑。
When we are willing to walk with God, then we can be like the innocent child. Then we can be without worries. Then we can be submissive.
而且当我们犯错的时候，也容易认错悔改，原谅和接纳。
And if we make a mistake.And it's easy for you to ask for forgiveness.
我相信以诺也犯过错，你和我都犯过错。
In law also committed sin, and you and I have sinned before.
但是我们与神同行的人有这样的把握，我们来到神的面前，很容易去认罪悔改的时候，我们相信神已经赦免了我们，因为他是信实的，是公义的。
Those of us who resolve to walk with God, we can have the assurance that as we come before God and seek forgiveness, then God is faithful. He says He is going to forgive us.
我们与神同行的生活就不再那么的困难，好像很难做的，好像很愁苦一样。我们与神同行的生活相反变得非常的轻松，很自由。
So as we walk with God, our life is no longer that difficult, so filled with stress. Then we can.
你就会发现像雅各书所挑战的一样，说你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们得医治，这样的生活就可以很轻松地行出来。有一次有几个朋友他们在一个房间围成一圈在讨论。
One time there was a couple of friends, they were in a circle in a room, they were having a dialogue.
我从一个门悄悄地进来，有一些人看到我了，有一些人就没有看到我，他们围成一圈的。
I happened to walk in from one of the doors and in the circle, some people saw me, some people did not.
然后他们在讨论的时候，其中有一个姐妹呢，她就提到了我的名字，在背后说了我一些事情。
And then one of the sisters was over there to mention my name and talk about something about me.
他看不到我，但是坐他对面的人都可以看到我。所以对面的人就在笑，也不好意思跟他指出来。后来有的人终于忍不住了，笑的声音越来越大。他回头一看，哦，对不起，昆明，我不知道你在这里。而且对不起，我也不应该背后说你的，我应该事先跟你沟通一下，然后再跟他们讲话的。 你看与神同行的人就是这么容易去道个歉。然后我也很轻松的就可以原谅他。
And it was easy for me to forgive her.
而且我还跟你跟他开个玩笑。
And I also said,
我说没有关系了，我原谅你了。其实你是在我的前面讲话，不是在我的背后讲话。这个很轻松、美好、很自由、很丰盛的生命，就是因为你按照神的标准来，你就很容易去接纳别人。这是神的标准，这不是世界的标准。就像上周日黄牧师。就是神借着黄牧师的信息给我们反复强调这一点一样。我们的生命的丰盛，我们与神同行是按照神的标准来，是神这样行，我们与神同行，而不是我们这样行，让神来与我们同行。
The abundance of our life is for us to walk with God, we follow God in our walking.
他讲到亚伯拉罕，他讲到摩西，还有他讲到他自己，他也讲到 SIM 的创始人。
Much more talk about Abraham and talk about Adam, talk about the founder of SIM and talk about much more himself.
无论是圣经里面所我们所敬仰的这些信心的伟人，还是我们生命当中的宣教士，还是黄牧师，还是在你周围常常鼓励你的这些人士，还是 Jeff 我们的宣教士，还是所有的弟兄姐妹与神同行的这些同伴们。
It doesn't matter whether it was about some sages called the Bible or the people that we know, the founder of SIM or Pastor Wong or.
这些人都有一个共同的特点。
If you have something in common,
他们都有从神而来的一个共同的呼召。
They have a common calling from God.
神呼召说，与我同行。
God called them to walk with me.
他们的共同特点在于，他们回应这个呼召说，神啊，我在这里。
They responded with, "Here am I."
我在这里，你差遣我。
Here am I, send me.
所以神要差遣我去做什么呢？我以什么样的方式与神同行呢？神也许呼召我们到宣教工厂去。神也许呼召我们像 SIM 的那个创始人的那个母亲一样，就是好好的为这件事情祷告。神也许就呼召我们在自己的工作岗位上面尽心尽职，你反映出你自己的忠诚，你的温柔，你的信实来，让人看到这个人是与神同行的。我也想要这么美好的生活。
God may call you to stay in your position so that you can be honest and upright and person, so you can make known to others that you are someone who God and not have a desire to walk with God. You want to be.
神也许就呼召你，你好好的关心和服侍你家里的人。我上个礼拜去参加 CIU 的那个毕业典礼，那个毕业典礼的讲员就说，神也许呼召你就是洗马桶。他拿了一个马桶的刷子跟他们开玩笑说，你把你自己的学位挂在墙上的时候，把这个马桶刷子也挂在墙上。那也许就是神对他的某一个时间段的呼召。也许神正在呼召你和我放下我们心中的一些成见，去接纳你原来不能接纳的人。
God may call you at this time to set aside the things that you cannot, that's not right in your heart, so that you can accept this is someone who is hard for you to accept.
神也许正在呼召你，你朝旁边看，这三个人当中找出一个老师来，或者朝蚂蚁看，朝驴子看，学到神的智慧。这也许就是神的呼召，你学神的智慧，去与他同行。
God may call you to be like what was mentioned, that out of three people you can find someone who can be your teacher, or you may learn from the ants, from the nature, and so that you can have the wisdom of God.
所以让我们一起来打开心灵的那个眼睛，看到神是怎么样呼召我们与他同行的。
Let us open up our hearts or the eyes of our hearts to see how God wants us to walk with Him.
我们看到耶稣基督已经先接纳我们，已经先爱我们。
The Lord Jesus loved us first and accepted us already.
我们也看到他很严厉的审判，以及在这个审判来临的时候之前为我们所预备的救恩。
We can see that God has a severe judgment, but God has also prepared salvation for us before the judgment comes upon us.
他也呼召我们以这个救恩成为我们生命的动力。
And he also never said use this salvation to be the motive, the motivation in our life.
把我们的动力化成我们生命每一天的使命。
So that this motivation can become the mission of our life.
当你这样做，当你这样正确回应，立志要与神同行的时候，你正在传递一个很美妙的信息。那些传福音的人，他的脚中是多么的佳美啊！
When you have your when there's a proper response when you respond to this, then you can go out and become the message of the fact how beautiful is the feet of those who proclaim the gospel.
希望我们每一个人今天都可以接受神的呼召，来与神同行。与神同行的人有福了。
I pray that each and every one of us can be someone who walks with God. Blessed is the one who walks with God.
愿神祝福大家，我们一起祷告。
May God bless you. Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
因为你启示你自己的审判，并且在这个审判之前给我们无数的机会让我们悔改。
Because you have already made known to us your judgment and then you have given us countless opportunities so that we can accept your salvation.
正是这个恩典成为我们生命的动力。
And through this grace, we can become the motivation in our life.
正是顺服这样的恩典给我们带来生活当中的使命。
And as we submit to this, motivation, then it can become a message in our life.
感谢神，让我们这样有幸，有这样的荣幸，有这样的荣耀来侍奉你，来回应你的呼召。
We thank you that you have given us this honor and this privilege so that we can serve in this way.
愿神继续的爱我们，带领我们，使我们与你同行。
May you continue to love us, continue to guide and direct us so that we can walk with you.
谢谢你，也应许我们与神同行的人就有福了，信靠你的人不至于羞愧。
We thank you for your promise that blessed is the one to walk with you, and those who trust in you shall not be ashamed.
愿我们都成为这样有福的人。
May we be among the blessed as we walk with you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
This is the precious name of our Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.